Masechet Kelim Perek Kaf Bet Mishnah He. Here we'll talk about a type of chair that was used in the times of the Mishnah. A chair in the times of the Mishnah would normally have wide legs. They weren't like poles that were legs. They were full boards on the sides. They would be on three sides of the seat. And then on top of those, there would be three thin wooden boards, slats, in order to form the seat. The slats would sometimes protrude past the side of the chair, and then sometimes they would be flush to the side of the chair. Here we'll talk about slats that and how they would affect the status of the chair. Mishnah says, Kise shelo hayu hipuyav yotzin, a chair that the slats did not protrude past the sides of the chair. Venitelu, and some of the slats were removed, so now you can't really use the seat anymore to sit on. Tameh. The chair could still become tameh, because the normal way, the normal function of the chair, a person could turn it onto its side and sit on it. Even though the original seat was broken, the chair is a box in a way. And you could still just flip it on a different side and sit on it. So it still serves its original purpose and it still has the ability to become tameh. If the slats protruded past the sides, then you couldn't lie down on its side. The benefit here of the fact that it's flush, the top, the slats on top, means I can now put it on its side and sit over there. That enables me to still sit on it, and that would be why it's still tameh in this case.